And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this absolutely beautiful Thursday morning. A little chilly out there, 49 degrees right now. We're going to get it up to about 69 degrees today. And joining us in studio today from Coffeeville's Reawakening, we have Denise York and Peggy Steele. And we also have in studio with us
Joby Morgan.
I was looking for the last name. I didn't see the last name. But Joby is here with us as well. Like I said, I was looking for the last name and I couldn't find it. So, ladies, how are all of you doing this morning?
We are peachy.
Fantastic.
All right. Lots of things going on. We'll get it started with you, Peggy, of course, you just got a whole list of stuff. There's a lot of weekend events going on this weekend. If you can just let us know kind of a few things going on.
Will do. I'm just getting mine out of the way real fast because I'm only going to take a minute. So we've got Ferris Bueller coming up Friday night.
Bueller.
You're so good at that.
Yeah, this is in memory of Debbie Woodrold. And
we love Deb. I mean, we miss Deb. So.
And it starts at dark, and it looks like that somewhere between 7:30 and 8 coming up on Friday. So don't look at the time on the movie posters that we put out.
Right.
We will have concessions for that movie. And then Saturday, we're doing the History Channel's Dalton documentary. It starts at dark. We're going to run it twice. We will have concessions there, but not popcorn. And if it does happen to rain, we just won't have it that night. So we'll have to reschedule it and do something different.
And it's starting to look better and better. Yesterday they said a 40% chance of rain, but now it's only a 20% chance of rain.
Great.
So it's starting to look a little bit better now, the forecast is.
Yeah, there's just no way for us to do that outdoor movie if it's raining.
Yeah, because you don't want to get onto the projector and stuff like that.
Right.
And those things aren't cheap.
And then the last thing I have, we really want to thank Pizza Hut for their Midland fundraiser that they had. We received over $500 in donations
from
them. So it was a great day.
Sounds like everybody went and got pizza that night. So I was one of them.
Yeah, October 9th, we have Coco for the outdoor movie. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that. And then on the 26th, we will be doing the Spooktacular at Midland and at Coffeeville's Reawakening.
Yay,
both
raw.
Places. So, yep. So that's all I have today.
Going to be a lot of stuff going on there, so definitely excited about that. And let's go over. Talk to Peggy. And Peggy, good morning. How are you doing
good
today?
Good morning.
Well, of course, we've been talking Porchology the past couple of weeks, and first question I did want to ask you, how are the four porch makeovers coming along?
Well, we are really excited because every one of them will be different. And
that's the best part. We don't want them all to be the same. We want them to all be a little bit different.
They're all going
to
be different. And each homeowner has gotten very, very involved. And the next time we talk, we'll give you the addresses again so you can drive by. Right now, we're in the tearing down and tearing out phase of different things. So if you do drive by and see the signs, you'll know that we're working hard.
So, and also, like you said, we'll get the addresses again pretty soon, but you'll be able to tell, one, they're working on the porch, but also that sign is still in the yard that they
signs
were the winter,
are in the
correct?
Yard, you bet.
So you'll be able to just kind of drive by and be
drive
able to see
by.
That. And
we're even talking about when we do we have the finished porches, all the porches will be quite different. We're talking about doing something on each porch, perhaps at a different time, to kind of do a grand porch opening.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, there's one porch that's like an old Southern Louisiana type home. We're talking about doing getting jazz musicians and having music there for that. So we'll see. We're figuring it out.
Love me some jazz. It's probably one of my favorite music genres. Is some just throw on some jazz and just kind of hang out.
I'll see. We can get you in to be our DJ then. I love it when
I'll
you volunteer for things like that.
So again, we're talking about Porchology, and maybe some people have not tuned in the past couple of weeks. So what actually is Porchology or a Porchologist?
Well, it's a person who practices the art of sitting back, putting your feet up, and taking it easy.
Well, I can
do
that pretty easy.
Can you? Come and sit a spell. Just relax and let the world go by. And, we talked earlier, porches were the original gathering places,
mm-hmm.
So that's what we want people to do. Get back to the porch. I don't know if you read the Chronicle this week, but there was a great editorial about porch sitting. And I really starting to take shape. We see a lot of people going out and repairing their porches and fixing their decks. So that's what a porchologist does.
So, yeah, it sounds like I can be a porchologist if I can sit back and just hang out. Of course, there are a few more contests going on right now for a porchology, correct?
Yeah, we actually have a winner to announce. We're really pleased that Deborah and Scott Maples will receive a gift certificate for an existing porch. They are already porchologists, so we will contact them. Their home is beautiful, and we'll get permission to give out their address. We haven't done that yet. We just picked the winner, and they'll get a $100 gift certificate.
Oh, very nice. So always get that $100. That is always a good thing. So so again, lots of stuff going on with porchology. We'll get back to that here in just a moment, but we do have Joby Morgan here in studio, and we'll slide that mic over to her. And good morning, Joby. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing pretty good. And of course, Joby, one of the things that you're doing is the community garden and the youth program. Well, and the youth program. How are those things going right now?
They're going very well. We're teaming up and combining the different projects in town, and so we have some exciting things coming in the future. We will be at the Midland Rummage Sale Saturday mm-hmm. with an informational table. We'll have some pamphlets about some of the things that you can see in the future for our projects here, and there will be an opportunity to win a drawing for one of two harvest baskets that will be available. And the way it'll work is when you come to the sale, you'll find our table and you'll find our page on Facebook at Fresh Start Youth Garden and Greenhouse Project. Request to join the group, like and share, and we'll put your name in a hat for the drawing. That'll be at 4:00. And these baskets are really nice. They have cut flowers, herbs, fresh local produce, and
surprises.
And surprises.
And surprises, that's right. We're going to have all kinds of things.
And, you know, we're talking about, you know, the youth program update and the community garden update. So are there any groups that can sign up for maybe some workshops or classes?
Yes, we welcome youth groups and youth organizations as well as school-age children. So we hope to see maybe some day trips from elementary school.
I was blown away to see Joby and the kids this summer. I mean, she is truly amazing with groups. And in our community garden on 9th Street, she hosted a group and had them really looking at things that were growing and also planting and transferring. I don't even know the terms because I'm not a gardener. But and they were all engaged. It was a wonderful thing to see. So, you know, sign up right now.
Yeah,
you have a group.
And so you can sign up in a variety of ways. You can email me at freshstartyouthgarden@gmail.com, or you can go to the Facebook page and send us a message.
All right. So what's the name of the Facebook page?
Fresh Start Youth Garden and Greenhouse Project.
All right. And coming back, Peggy, real quick. How is the community garden going, and also the work on the orchard as of right now?
You know what? The orchard is done except for all the dead fruit trees that we have to replace. There was a little mix-up in when they planted the trees, and so the people who planted them will be replacing them. That's a little depressing, but the other trees are growing, the benches are beautiful, and the path is done. And we see people sitting out under that big shade tree having lunches, having a good time playing, kids playing. So hopefully more and more people will be using that area.
Absolutely. And that's what it's for. So
absolutely. And what we want them to do is get up from that area and Saturday morning go to the Midland Rummage Sale that we're having at Coffeyville's Reawakening headquarters. It's a multi-family sale. And we're going to have everything, home decor, lawn things, children's clothing, just everything you can imagine. And it's at 115 9th Street, and it will be from 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
And there should be a lot of people down there anyway,
yep.
So because the Past Lives On in Coffeyville, that event is going on at the same time. So again, just that's going to be so many people down there, and that's what's going to be the cool thing about
yep,
it. So.
Absolutely. And then we're going to have some of the stores open, and mm-hmm. I heard a rumor that
that a couple stores that haven't been open for a while might open for the day and sell some things. I didn't check with them. They said last week they thought they would do that, and we have an artist that's going to be there with his furniture store open. So we'll see what happens, but we're really excited about it.
Definitely excited about it. Going to be a lot of things going on down there. And so get over to that rummage sale, because the proceeds go to the Midland,
100%
correct?
To the Midland Theater.
Absolutely.
You know, Coffeeville's Reawakening is 100% volunteer. And I just had this conversation with somebody the other day, and they were asking me how many paid staff we had, because they see everybody working so hard. And I said, we don't have any paid staff. We have amazing volunteers. So the great news is, when people contribute to Coffeeville's Reawakening or to any of the other, you know, things that we're doing within that, 100% of the money goes right to that cause.
All right. So again, if anybody does want to get a hold of you guys, of course, you can go to I love Coffeeville.
Yeah,
so go on over there to that website, and if you guys have any information about that. And also be sure to go over to the Rummage Sale. It's on Saturday. Lots of great stuff, and 100% of the proceeds go to the Midland. Again, be sure to get down there. Get lots of great stuff at that.
Yeah,
show.
You know, we were really hurt with COVID because we couldn't do any of our events, and the events are what pay for our operating expenses. And even though we're not open yet, we still have bills to pay. Mm-hmm. And so Denise has done a masterful job of managing things and paying the bills. But, you know, that rummage sale is important for us to make some money.
Yeah, I had to be a little creative during the summer.
And pay the electric bill.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Got to make sure you got to pay that electric bill.
Oh, dear.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. We'll see you guys again next week. All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. We're going to start open line after the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning.